Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. Experienced something recently that I know you can relate to. Relatives coming to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Both make a very good living.
Okay.
For whatever reason, refuse to pick up a check for anything.
Ever.
I'm not saying they got to pay for everything. I'm saying it wouldn't kill you to throw a couple bucks our way after we're having yet another group meal. And you know what? Let me rephrase what I just said. They don't refuse to pay. They just don't even acknowledge that there's a bill.
Wow.
Which I think is kind of worse.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so every time that you get together, if you go out to eat, they don't offer any kind of...
Let's put it this way. If this family existed...
Okay.
And I had meals with them,
mm-hmm,
the last three times,
mm-hmm,
I'm paying for everything.
Okay.
It's a very precarious situation when it's family.
Sure, that totally makes sense. I totally understand, but you're starting to feel like, hey, what's with the fact you get dinosaur arms anytime that we do something together, and I'm always the one who has to pick up the tab. That would bother me.
833-287-1037, calling from San Marcos. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. Thanks. So, Jake, word has it you could kind of relate to what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, man. I'm so glad you guys actually brought this up. My family has finally left after Thanksgiving. They were here for a while. And my cousin, he stayed the longest with his wife. And they have this really good knack. My family and I, we all joke about it a little bit. But he's got this knack for, first and foremost, he makes money. So it's not like anything's tight on him. He comes over, he eats whatever he can put his hands on. He has no problem doing, I mean, like a whale. It's just super easy for him to down everything. And then he just leaves and says bye. He doesn't help clean up. He doesn't pay for anything. He doesn't bring anything. I mean, I know he doesn't cook, but, like, he can stop somewhere. I mean, I'm not sure what his wife does exactly, like, on the cooking side. But, I mean, she makes money, too. So, but it's this long-running joke in our family that they just come in, they come, they eat, they leave, and then, yeah.
I can so relate to this. I need to be very careful. But the point is, as the host, Jake, you're pleased when your guests are eating all the food you're making. You
sure
love that. That's the point of being a host. But you expect, I don't know, like maybe pick up a dish. Maybe say, hey, can I chip in? I mean, maybe I can stop at the store on my way into town and pick up a bunch of stuff because I know I'm going to be eating it all. I mean, how hard is that?
Grab a bottle of something, anything. Like, grab a six-pack, a dessert, get some ice, literally anything.
And, Jake, here's the biggest problem. We shouldn't have to say something. And if we do, we feel like we're the bad person. We shouldn't be put in that position in the first place, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I
soul brother.
I totally feel for you guys. And when I have company come to my house, I'm always like, no, you don't have to do that. No, you don't have to do that. But they're offering. And I don't understand someone who comes to stay at your home, eat and drink at your home, do everything, you know, and then not even offer or bring anything. I don't get
it's
that.
It's been almost 2 weeks as well.
What? Whoa.
Oh, my God.
They were there for 2 weeks?
Just about. He's been in town, so he's been coming in and out periodically. But he was the last one of the family to finally leave since Thanksgiving. He got a good time off.
All right, Jake. Well, I appreciate your empathy, man, and I'm right back at you. I know what you're going through.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Know, I wish I knew. I'm usually pretty good at giving advice, wouldn't you say, John? Pretty good?
Right. Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't know how to fix it without you guys just saying,
yeah,
do you think you can bring something? Or, hey, when you show up, can you make sure you bring the wine? Or can you bring this?
Or, you know what? What you do is you just assign it. hey, you're in charge of this.
Oh.
And if you, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm not even talking about like a Thanksgiving dinner or a Christmas dinner. I'm talking about a couple days after when you're all thinking, hey, man, I'm tired of cooking. Let's just get a bunch of takeout. And still, there's like not even an effort to say, hey, can I Venmo you something? Can I help out with that?
Yeah.
You took care of Thanksgiving. Let me handle this meal. I mean, by the way, I make a ton of money. all right, Jake. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
Why is it so hard not to be able to just say, hey, come on, help out?
833-287-1037.
Do you have any people in your family that when they are visiting you, just flat out refuse to not even pick up a check, but offer to pay for anything?
And money's not the issue? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy on KSON.
Curly is in National City. Good morning, Curly. What's going on?
Hey, so I think it's a culture thing because in my family, when we go somewhere or we stay with somebody, we pay. We don't let them pay. If they're hosting us, we pay.
Oh, interesting.
And I think it's a culture thing. I've never had that experience where somebody would I stay with and they pay for it. They want to, but we don't let them. Like, hey, man.
When I go to my sister Gina's house, my sister Judge Gina lives in suburban Minneapolis, and when I go back to Minnesota, that's where I stay.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stop at the store.
Sure.
Well, whether it's the things that I know I'm going to eat or drink, if I'm with my daughters, obviously they are both vegan, so I, you know, try to get as much food for them as well. My sister and brother-in-law never ask me to pay. They always have things there.
You come with stuff. You bring things.
And when we go out as a group, I hand Butch my card and say, split it up.
Right.
And that's just how things work. I mean, I don't know.
I have an uncle who comes from Mexico. And when he comes, he invites the whole family to breakfast. And we don't let him pay, but he wants to pay.
Yeah.
It's like an argument.
Yeah,
which
right.
is like, yo.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
I don't know.
Curly, thank you for sharing.
And by the way, who else wants an invite to Curly's family breakfast?
Yeah.
That sounds like a blast, man.
It does.
John and Tammy, you guys are more than welcome to come.
Curly,
right, let us know.
Be careful what you ask for. We'll both be there. I would love to break bread with Curly's family.
Ken is in Oceanside. Ken, what is your suggestion?
It's a hard one. I get it. I don't want anyone to end up paying if they're coming to visit. But if you would just offer.
Yes. Yes. That is exactly it.
Just make the offer.
Chances are I was going to pick up the tab anyway. But it'd been nice to say, no. Come on. You're guests in my house. Let me take this.
Laura in El Cajon. Go ahead.
I have a group of friends that like to charge you for everything, and it really bugs me because when we have people over, we're not like, hey, so I'm gonna Venmo all you 10 people $4 for the pizza I bought. But that's literally what they do. Like, they make parties and they buy pizza and like we'll offer to Venmo. They're like, no, it's okay. But then a couple of days later, the Venmo is $4 each person for the pizza they bought. We host, like a couple of months ago, I hosted a tour of Italy pasta thing. And I made 7 different types of pasta, and everyone showed up, everyone ate. But I didn't Venmo and be like, hey, like, you owe me $3 for the pasta.
I want to know more about this tour of Italy pasta party. That sounds pretty much like I died and went to heaven. Pasta carb heaven. You know, between breakfast with Curly's family and the pasta party at Laura's place, my schedule's getting filled here.
I like that.
And don't worry, I'll contribute.
Yeah.
You know, as I'm listening to these stories, I was thinking about Thanksgiving past with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that when I was in high school and college, my family hosted a lot of people at the house, all of our relatives, and they stayed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did my parents pay for all of that?
I don't know. Yeah.
I got to imagine that people contributed, right?
I would.
I need to call my mom and ask her about that sometime.
Good
because
question.
That must have been a dad had to work like a lot of overtime to pay for that holiday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.